I do want to remind you, just before we get back to the beauty of helping people improve, become better, change, be transformed, I want to remind you very briefly that as of July 1st, Sunday, July 1st, yesterday, no more having your smartphone in physical contact with your bodies while driving. Can't listen with it in contact with your body. You cannot text, cannot read it. Only hands-free use as of yesterday in the Peach State. All right, so let's get back to this beautiful story. Wonderful story, awesome story, awesome option. Do you think that the people who have been so excited, so gung-ho about building a broader, wider prison system across the U.S. of A. would be at all interested in making something like the Insight Garden Project a part of the mix so that people who go in have a much greater chance of not going back in again?
My favorite part that I love in the gardening is the pruning aspect. The pruning aspect for me has two applications. One is I can help this nurture this plant to either cut off some fungus, something that will destroy the plant, and I can watch it grow, and I can apply it to my life for things that I need to prune out of my life also, whether it be people, situations, or things like that.
Garden. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? Something worth thinking about? How many of us
also, whether it be
how many of us need pruning in our lives? Are there any of us who don't need pruning in our lives?
Gardening has proven psychological and neurological benefits. It helps reduce stress and calms the nerves. It also decreases cortisol, a hormone that plays a role in stress response.
When I come in here, I greet the plants throughout the week. Anytime I have stress or anxiety, I have this with me, and then I'm able to receive that connection once again.
Our curriculum is carefully designed so people get information about environmental systems, permaculture gardening, vocational gardening, inner gardening, skills they need to shift behavior and emotional intelligence, and then skills they need to re-enter society.
I got out of CSP Solano 14 months ago. I transitioned back into society slowly and easily. I thought it was going to be a lot difficult than it was, but I was met with a lot of help and a lot of support. I was already on a path of recovery, and Insight Garden program just helped reinforce what I already knew and what I already believed and gave me direction and gave me something more to aspire to. I wanted to have my own garden. I wanted to have my own home, which I'm happy to be in now, where I have space, a yard where I can work. I look at garden as a meditation or a place where I can come for therapy. It's soothing to my soul, and then fruits of my life show in a successful and positive way.
Here's a question for you. How many of you would have been tempted to conclude, or maybe you had concluded, that a prison population, and especially prison population composed primarily of black males, would never go for a gardening scene that can help them truly change? Because remember now, they're sharing with us physiological, neurological, psychological changes literally take place as a result of this program, which includes a curriculum that teaches life skills as part of the mix. How many of you would have just assumed these are black men, there's no hope for them? Or, well, maybe something, but not gardening. Yes, gardening. And my guess is as the program expands, more and more people hear about it and hear about its success rate. If we have the right kinds of people with the right kinds of attitudes saying, hey, this is really worth something, and pushing it, really promoting it, no telling where we could be some years from now. That is a great way to build individuals. That is a great way to build families. The individual comes out truly a changed person. And they reconnect with family. And now they're having more of a positive impact on family members. A great way to build family. They get back out there with family. They've got to also be out there with community. And they're coming out as a changed person, someone who can contribute, who not only can, but will contribute something positive and beneficial to the community. What a great way to help build the community by building these individuals who are imprisoned, learning and engaging in something that is truly changing them so that when they leave prison, there's only a 15% chance that they will return, which means, of course, on the flip side of that, there is an 85% chance that they will not return to prison and will be empowered, will have been empowered to live very productive lives after they get out. What a great way to help build America. An individual at a time, a group at a time. Well, let's take a look at this budget that the House GOP is proposing. And let's see if this also builds America. Or, as I proposed earlier, as I posed earlier, does it build some within America while destroying and tearing down others in America? We're getting the information from the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities, nonpartisan organization, that truly helps us understand the significance and the impact of the numbers, of the proposals. I'll call them the Center for short. And here's what the Center shares with us. The House Republican budget plan for 2019, which the House Budget Committee adopted on a party line vote, Democrats voting against it, the Republicans were in the majority voting for it, would retain the costly tax cuts that were enacted last year, which primarily benefit the well-off, while making deep cuts in health care and basic assistance for struggling families and severely cutting funding over time for investments that can boost the nation's productivity and, as a result, foster economic growth. I know some people think very, very quickly, oh, okay, so you're going to have those people really, really hurting. I mean, they are going to really, really hurt. But the rest of us are going to be all right. We are going to be okay. That's not a good way to look at it. Not a good way at all. And so many people love to say it's all about the weakest link. The whole can only be as strong as the weakest link. And they love having large chunks of the chain weakened. Is that logical? Hey, we're going to do a double take today. I meant to start this sooner and forgot, but Take 5, Dave Brubeck. I think I'd be remiss if I never played Take 5 on the program. Dave Brubeck, later we're going to have Grover Washington Jr. do the same song, his take. Here's Dave. ¶¶